You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The EE Disability FA Cup returns to St George's Park this month, bringing together some of the best teams from across disability football. Wendy Booth is the National Disability Football Development Manager for the English FA, who joins me now. Wendy, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, exciting times ahead of kickoff in each of the six finals. Wendy, tell us a bit more about the competition and some of the sides being represented.
Well, the competition, we're in our 10th year now, so we're celebrating 10 years this year, which is really exciting. And we've looked to elevate the event as well, as you'd expect when we celebrate 10 years. But it's gone from beginnings in 2016, when we had just three finals, and one of those being the blind final, being one of the first there with cerebral palsy and power chair. And then in 2018 was when we introduced partially sighted as well. But now fast forwarding to 2026, we have six cup finals over 2 days. A really incredible event where we have amputee, partially sighted and blind matches on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, we're going to have our cerebral palsy, power chair and deaf finals on the Sunday. So a really exciting weekend. Some really incredible games. So competitive. We've been doing some interviews with the teams, and you can just feel it coming through with the interviews that are going to be in the programme, of that kind of rivalry and what the event means to them. So, yeah, really exciting one coming up.
Well, matches will be broadcast live on TNT Sport. How important is it to have para football showcased on big platforms like this?
Yeah, brilliant to have TNT Sports on board again and have that broadcast, just enabling us to reach a wider audience. And again, year on year, there'll be people that haven't been exposed to it. There'll be some that will come back and repeat watches, which is fantastic. But then there'll also be new audience that maybe haven't come across the event before. And we can just expose it to more people year on year, enabling us to reach that wider audience, inspire new players as well. So it's a lot around making sure that we inspire new participants and let them see what is possible and get involved in the game as well.
We mentioned the television coverage, but there are still tickets available for games as well. So if people want to attend in person, how can they do that?
Yep. So if you go onto the FA website, if you search EE Disability FA Cup, you can find how to buy tickets. There's a ticket link on there, and we have just released some more this week. So there's some tickets available to get yourself down there. In addition to that as well, we have what we call the experience area on site. So in addition to going and watching the finals, you can experience some of the formats of the Disability FA Cup. So we've got blind football, where you'll put blindfolds on and use audible footballs, and partially sighted football, where we have what we call simulation specs, and amputee football we'll have there, with where they play on crutches. Power chair, again, the power chairs will be there in our experience area, and people can try those things out. And then finally is the deaf, where we'll play with ear defenders on as well. So just kind of giving a little bit of a taste of what it feels like. Obviously, we can't replicate it completely, but what that feels like to be part of the game and what it takes to really compete at the level that they're all competing. And in addition to that, we've got a bit of a watch area, so they can come and watch the live games which are being broadcast on TNT Sports. So even if you've not got a ticket for the game, even just being on site at St George's Park, you can experience the area and really get a feel for the atmosphere and the games that are going on that day.
Well, as we say, this is the 10th year for the Disability FA Cup. What do you think has changed in the last decade for the Parasides in the England setup?
The game has been elevated across all aspects. So throughout grassroots, which is where this event sits, at the kind of pinnacle of their grassroots experience and their game. And then moving on to the para experience, and just seeing how that's been elevated year on year, and like how serious that's taken, and the level of kind of coaching, preparation, and everything that goes in behind that. But that's very much the para team's kind of bread and butter, and they're doing an incredible job really leveling that up and taking them to kind of competitions that they're competing for and winning. The deaf women have just come back as European champions from the Deaf Futsal Championships, which was an incredible feat.
Well, for people watching the coverage who might be inspired then to take part in disability football at whatever level, where's the best place to start?
Yes, yeah, so we have a platform called Find Football. So you can search the FA's Find Football and search for opportunities in local areas. So as I mentioned earlier, that's really one of the takeaways we want from this event as well. So as well as amplifying the talent across impairment-specific football, it's also around participation and ensuring that people recognise that there's a place for everyone in football. So regardless of impairment, regardless of disability, there's opportunities out there. And the biggest format of disability football is pan-disability. And pan-disability is where all impairments play together and a lot of places where a lot of players start, should we say, their journey within disability football. So yeah, Find Football, go and search. There's recreational opportunities. So we've got a program called Comets, which is a pan-disability program for 5 to 11-year-old children. And then we've got a Just Play program for 16 plus. So really recreational, positive experience into football. And then we've got your more competitive routes down your teams, as well as impairment-specific football as well. So we really do believe that there's opportunities out there for everyone. It's just making sure that they're aware of them and that they're searchable.
Well, how are the FA giving opportunities to young people to get involved with disability football?
This year, we've really done some great work around the school space. It's always been kind of more club-based and community clubs and those organisations that we've worked with in the grassroots space. And the development of disability football across there has really amplified over recent years. And this year, we've done some real focus work around the school space and working with the Lead Inclusion Schools and New Sport Trust and the Premier League to help really elevate opportunities within the school space and make sure that in school, again, everybody gets the opportunity to play. And regardless of impairment, regardless of any SEND needs, there's an opportunity to play football and have a really positive experience of the game. And that can now look brilliant within the school space. And then we can transition, obviously, into the community space to help them have that consistent offer of football. And for us, it's just all around the different opportunities and the quality of that experience, because we know that we want that first experience to be really positive. And the FA, along with our partners, are working really hard to ensure, whether it's in education, whether it's within the community, that there's always an opportunity to play and have a positive experience.
Wendy Booth, National Disability Football Development Manager for the English FA. We can't wait to see what's to come at this year's EE Disability FA Cup Finals. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.